All right, shifting gears. You know, it's too bad that we don't do a Pettycast on Friday. We typically do it on Tuesday. Because, boy, Kendrick Perkins wants a piece of Bill Simmons. This was Bill Simmons on his podcast talking about ESPN's NBA draft coverage.
I didn't know which telecast to watch. It was like, do I take this samurai sword and jam it into my temple, or do I take this chainsaw and saw my leg off? I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, that's harsh. And he had mentioned Perkins by name also, like, before in that podcast. And for those who don't know, if you weren't following the NBA draft on TV this week, they had an ABC feed and an ESPN feed with two different teams. Stephen A. Smith was on the big feed on ABC with a couple of guys, and the one on ESPN included Kendrick Perkins along with Jay Billis. And Simmons was obviously not a fan of either broadcast, which is a little ironic because Simmons used to be on the draft coverage, and he was not the greatest on that draft.
No, even people that like Bill Simmons as a podcaster would concede that, oh, yeah, he sucked on television.
Yeah. So I found that a little ironic. I don't know if it's take-a-mania worthy. We'll find out at 9 o'clock today. Kendrick Perkins got wind of this. This is Kendrick Perkins sitting in a suit in the front seat of his car, getting ready to go to some event, ready to wring Bill Simmons' neck.
Thinking about Bill Simmons, Cupcake Gas. Always got my name in his mouth, but I'm gonna address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm gonna address you on my special edition, me only, yours truly, Sunday on Road Tripping, okay? They give me my spot, and I'm gonna get on your ass like back pockets, because I'm not tired of you. I don't know who anointed you, the preacher or king of the head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done? What have you done? What have you done, period, in the game of basketball? Have you ever played? And I usually don't even address people because I don't even be really caring about it, but it's kind of pissing me off because you feel like you're sitting on this throne. You got in your feelings. You got in your feelings because I said that I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to be a top six seed. Why was that like, oh, Perk, he said this and I'm a, man, shut up. You didn't think before you started drinking them Heinekens. And then you got your little peanut gallery up on the podcast who just agree, yeah, Bill, yeah, you're right. Stand up. Man, shut the hell up. The hell you done. But I'm going to get more on your ass come Sunday. Believe that. I'm going to finish doing my research on you. Enough is enough. Like you some type of head honcho. Okay. You ain't no shot caller.
That was a great tease for whatever it is Perkins is doing Sunday. I don't know if it's a podcast or if it's a TV show. I don't know what it is. I will go find it. I promise you that. He's doing research on Bill Simmons. That means it's going to get personal. Ooh.
What team did he say was going to be the sixth seed?
Toronto, the Raptors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a whole, I actually trimmed that down. Like he had a whole about 45 seconds to a minute where he defended his take on the Raptors. I just figured Houston doesn't give a crap about that. They just want to hear Kendrick Perkins talk about beating the hell out of Bill Simmons verbally.
Yeah, verbally. He's not physically threatening him or anything.
No.
I feel like he didn't, you know, Kendrick didn't have to go to the, card.
Because
that's just it. You can say that about anybody who's a commentator that didn't play.
I'm sad he did that.
Yeah. Because it's he didn't have to do that, especially if he's going to be doing his research and what have
that's
you.
That's right.
So other than that, as long as he leaves that part out of it, then I'm gung-ho. And I say that as a former athlete who's in the media. Yeah. It's cheap. It's just easy. It's okay, great.
It's lazy.
So I hope he doesn't lean into that part of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on your ass like back pocket.
Okay, I'm glad you played
that
again.
That was good.
The two things I wrote down that I really liked in there, cupcake ass at the very beginning, Bill Simmons. That's where you knew it was going to get personal. Like, it wasn't going to be one of these things like where he was explaining himself to Bill and trying to make it like, hey, here's what I meant, blah, blah, blah. But he goes, I got to talk about Bill Simmons, cupcake ass. And I'm like, ooh, okay, this is going to get good. It's going to get good. And on your ass like back pockets. I've never heard that before. That's excellent. That's really, really good. Did you play? Yes. Cheap heat is what that was. Mm-hmm. Cheap heat. I'm going to go find whatever this is Perk is doing on Sunday about Bill Simmons. I will seek that out for sure.
It's his solo show. Is it on television or is that his podcast?
I don't know.
Something?
He said something. That's I don't know.
He said they let me do it solo, so I think it's on. It must be on television.
Yeah, Road Trip. He said something about Road Trip. So maybe it's a show that's called Road Trip. I'm not sure.
Good promoting there too, though. Kendrick Perkins.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really good.
Oh, you know what it is?
Road Trippin'. Yes.
And he's gonna be doing an episode of. Do you know what it is? Is it a podcast?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a podcast with Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, and Allie Clifton.
Okay.
So
maybe Perk gets his. Maybe they're on vacation or something.
I'm just very curious about what kind of research he's going to be doing.
I do too. Yeah. What is AI?
Well, there's a whole lot of easy. Anybody that's written as much and said as much as Bill Simmons, he'll be able to trip him up a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Especially if Kendrick. You know, Bill Simmons has attacked nobody as much as he's attacked ESPN itself.
Yes.
They could probably get a legion of interns to just go find all the different ways that Simmons has either contradicted himself or anything. The same way any of us who speak a lot end up contradicting ourselves a lot. So, yeah, he'll have some good ammo.
God, I hope I don't piss off Perk. Perk is a guy who does research on people that criticize him. He just got taken off of every Pettycast and every Take-A-Mania. Yeah, I don't need that kind of heat. How has Bill Simmons messed up? I'm just going to see if Google's AI says anything. If he's just Bill Simmons' career has had its share of missteps, particularly his departure from ESPN and subsequent criticism of their handling of inside the NBA. Okay, we've done that. All right, so he goes on to talk about. I was hoping there'd be something juicier right out of the shoot. Departure from NBA, criticism, over reliance on catchphrases and gimmicks.
Oh,
Bill
okay.
Simmons, that's true. Yeah. He was kind of a. He was one of the first ones that did like a lot of long form, like this is how the NBA season compares to the movie Rounders, you know, and it was I liked him as a writer on ESPN page too. I really enjoyed him a lot, not so much with the spoken word. Solipsistic tendency. Okay, I'm off of the AI. Sorry about that.
What were you trying to say there?
Solipsistic is the word. It's
He's trying to say axis.
That's why you need the Odyssey Rewind feature, people. Well, let's go from Bill Simmons to somebody far less annoying, Colin Cowherd. is Cowherd sold on the Houston Rockets?
My 2026 NBA championship bubble, I would have Houston, OKC, Cleveland, Minnesota, Orlando. And then I would have the Celtics and the Nuggets close. New York's two best offensive players are both terrible defensively. There's no Lakers if Austin Reeves is your third best player. Look around the NBA. Old doesn't work anymore. Indy's young. Orlando's young. Houston's young. OKC's young. Boston has young players. I mean, one of Denver's problems? They're too old.
He highlights one of the coolest things. At the end of the day, it doesn't bother me whether Cowherd thinks the Rockets are a title contender or not. He highlighted something there, Seth, that I think is worth repeating. We've talked about it already. The Rockets just made a trade for Kevin Durant, one of the 10 best players in the NBA this century, for sure. Still a great scorer. And yet they get thrown into the bucket as this team is young. And they are. Mm-hmm. Like my guess is even with Kevin Durant at age 36, soon to be 37 on the team, that they're still one of the youngest teams in the NBA on average.
They were the 11th for this last season. They were the 11th youngest team in the NBA.
Okay.
So, like Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet and everything, like they rounded out. Like, I think sometimes when you talk about whether a team is young or not, like, okay, wait, do you have multiple impactful young players? And like, as far as the average age, sometimes that doesn't tell
the age of the rotation is the big thing for me. Because here's why I say that. Jeff Green crushes your average for you. Jeff Green got drafted the same season, the same draft that Kevin Durant did, except Durant was a freshman coming out, and Jeff Green, I think, was a four-year guy at Georgetown. Yeah. Jeff Green's got to be 40 now. You know, like that's so. Mm-hmm. I mean, one guy doesn't throw it off kilter. I just think
They do it average age by minutes, too, in the Rockets.
Oh, they weight it.
10th in average age by minutes.
There you go.
11th overall, but 10th in
minutes. Yeah, I think that's the big thing for me. Like, it doesn't bother me. I like the Cowherd's got him in his, what do you call it, a championship bubble? It's a bubble, he called it?
Yeah. I don't like, we talked about this yesterday. He said that, you know, age doesn't work in the NBA anymore. It's never, like, people try to read into trends way too much about what works or doesn't work. And then all of a sudden, at some point 5 years ago, that thing that wasn't working, lo and behold, a good team is making that work.
Yeah.
I think just in the overall, I think on any team, you want to have, you're good. You want to have your really good young promising players, but you'd like to have a couple of old heads as well.
Yeah.
And I think the Rockets have the right blend on that team.
But they feel
like a very young and still on the rise team because of guys like Amen Thompson and Şengün and everybody else.
Right, right. Like you take the last two places Durant went where it didn't work out, Brooklyn and then Phoenix. Their moves to put the cores together that they have were this series of all-in moves. You know, Durant was an all-in move for Phoenix. He is leaving that place. I'm not saying it's his fault, but he is leaving that place, and the place is in complete disarray and complete destruction. Similarly, look where Brooklyn's picking every year since that big three fell apart. Kevin Durant could come here and be average for the next 3 years or get hurt, and this team is still well-positioned to be a very, very good basketball team, even 3 years from now. All those guys are still in their mid-20s. So that's exciting. Like, it's a move that has an all-in name in Kevin Durant that's not an all-in move for the Rockets. Not even close. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Friday. We'll do Take a Mania at 9 o'clock today. We've got some really good entries. Trying to take down John McClain, who is the current champion. He holds the belt for the current worst take on the sports landscape. So we'll get to that. Similarities between the Texans and the Rockets. I think this draft in the NBA highlights one big similarity with yet another one. These two teams have been very similar the last few years. Another big similarity between these two coming out of the NBA draft this week. We've got that for you coming up next.